Hello, you're listening to the DHPOS podcast for the week of January 10th. I'm Grant Wakefield, I'll be your host. Today, we want to remind everyone that if they have any user listener comments, we actually now have a line that you can call us in at, and let me just give everyone that number. But in the meantime, I will start to give other information out. I've received a review of a Epson device. I'm not exactly sure what it is. I'll just double-click into it in a sec. Let's see what else is new. Yes, we'll be talking about things in the forum, news, what's been happening in chat, and people have been asking on the forum. There's been, we'll just recap that quick. There's been, talk about backups, touchscreen interfaces, pretty much everything. You name it, it's been on the forum recently. Chat's been pretty busy, too, as well. If you have any topics you'd like us to discuss on the podcast, it's podcast@wakefieldtech.com or graham@wakefieldtech.com. And later on the show, I'll give you our user comments line. So let's start this off fresh and take a peek at the forum. The DHPOS podcast is not produced by Adele Harris. It's produced by Graham Wakefield of Wakefield Technologies, and is in no way owned by or done by Adele Harris. So let's see what we have today. All right. So current version of POS is 637D. It's at 1.4 megabytes right now, and the next 638 will probably be, I'm told it will be with gift cards, so that's the big thing we're working on right now, unless there's a bug. So, let's see what else is up there. On chat, there's been discussion of PHP and maybe a PHP to DHPOS interface of some sort. The only little problem would be things like getting it to print. There are just little minor glitches we'd still have to work out. But aside from that, we're doing pretty good. Alright, on the forum, there's been a recent post by Dale. Printer ready codes was brought up. Someone asked for another serial. It said there was another serial printer problem. They had an Epson UD2100D that they were trying to get to work. And they responded that the printer print receipts after a sale. If it doesn't print receipts, it won't open the cash drawer. To get rid of the printer error, program, run the POS config, and enter the proper printer ready code. And he is assuming you read this. Which is a link. Which files and something else. There was also something on Texon and inventory. Let's see. He's seen only really, anyone wanted to know, they wanted to know whether it was possible to get a Texon 701 to work with DHPOS stock inventory. And it was pretty much no. And SMC Kane replied, "I'm not sure if it can be much help, but here it goes. I've only seen the professional software written for text launched by IBM in the UK. Safeway used to use these, but ditched them as if they were too inflexible, expensive to maintain, and old-fashioned." Goes on and says something about Excel and batch files, and they could be made suitable to DHPOS. Personally, I hated the little buggers. The barcode scanner is dodgy on the plastics. He annoyed the hell out of me, and they were horribly slow. Safeway Morse's now either use Texas Instruments or Symbol Pocket PC devices with inbuilt scanners. Not as rugged, but more versatile. Sorry I can't write the software you're after. Alright. So pretty much what has been said is that that software is really not actually out there. Price checker for Windows 1.0 has been released by RJ. It's up for testing on the forum. The current poll, would you use this add-on? 85% of people, 6 votes, say yes. 1 person, 14% says no. And if more options were available, no one's selected yet. Upcoming features include screen color options, font options, screen resolution, and auto-hide taskbar. And he was just like the main program testing bugs reported to him, which you can private message him on the forum. Never probably post there. He's actually currently making documentations. The link for testing is up on the website. Then an error was found that if you left the field blank and press enter, their program dies. So that was fixed. Let's see, that's about it for Price Checker, and it's currently available for download and on beta test. A touchscreen till EPOS came up with the Epson IM300 on eBay. Didn't know whether it would be interesting, and no was replied, doesn't support touchscreen. Alan said basically, Alan basically described that it was a Pentium 200mm Xbox, DSTN, TFT optional LCD up front, 16 or 32 of RAM, 2.1 gig hard drive, laptop size, and an integrated Epson TMT88II printer, pole display, and some various ports. The newer IM310 is a Celeron based with CD-ROM and a standard 3.5 HD. The integrated printer, he can't remember if it's serial or parallel. Let's see what else. And there's it had to have a partial cut drive would be the problem. He's actually testing currently on a IBM 4694 upgraded to a P3852/256 RAM 80 gig hard drive and an SNI key 12.1 inch touchscreen connected to an SNI key controller card. So he kind of made that a nice device to work with. And basically, so what came out of that is it really wouldn't be worth buying. Due to the fact it wouldn't really do anything. There was a post called Death on the forum, and it was pretty much about backups, and how Dale's received emails of people whose hard drives have gone up to the big hard drive in the sky, and their data has gone kaput, along with almost all their DHPOS files. This isn't good, so basically it was posted that you could try zipping the data files, or you could, you could use a thumb drive, which is a good idea. RAR files has come up. Let's see. Pretty much. Okay, and someone replied something about Doom. Link to an WinRAR file. Walmart has a 256 flash for under 25, was said by OKPC, and IBM responded to Memorex that pretty much backs up. Alan said that, you know, most people that have been running DHPOS for a while are going to have older tills, and how ethical would it actually be to replace those tills, to back up, I mean. So what he recommends is a second hard drive, because these older tills, Windows 95, probably no USB, basically. Which is a good idea, and I see it coming out quite well. I like his thinking and idea. He put out a good point there. Just scroll down. Alternate transaction numbers, there was a problem with that came up. New version features were asked about. There was something about high CPU usage, and that was pretty much fixed a while ago. So, the case was that the CPU usage was pretty high on a setup. And pretty much the way that worked was that basically, somebody had been running DHPOS, and when the processor all of a sudden went to 100%, but when they actually closed DHPOS, the processor came back down. I'm gonna take a break now, and I'll give everyone our call in line, so you can call us in, leave us a message, and we will get back to you. Call in number is 206-333-0133. Feel free to call in anytime. If we'll read your comments on the air every week. thank you, and this has been the DHPOS podcast for the week of January 10th. Oh, wait, one more thing here. I have a file that was sent to me by IBM Systems that is a review, actually. I have my first review. Okay, so let's see what we got. It's of a Epson product of some sort. I'm still looking that up. I just have to check. Alrighty. So, that's another thing. If anyone wants to send me in hardware reviews, I'd be more than happy to read them on the air. Email podcast@wakefieldtech.com, graham@wakefieldtech.com, or if you want to give a voice review, you can email a file, a voice file, and preferably the MP3, but I am willing to convert some .wav formats over. I'll do that for you. Alright, this was an Epson pole display review for the DHPOS podcast. The general info, it's a Epson DM202 pole display with a serial interface. Current market price is not available. And this is what it came out to. The Epson DM202 is a great addition for any small to medium sized business. It's very easy to set up and costs less to maintain and can be a very cost effective part of any business POS system. The DM202 is used in our test. It's a serial unit with a 20 by 20 display size standard. It was very easy to set up through the DHPOS pole display setup screen, but it was found with some of the extra features, such as timer scrolling and vertical scrolling, could not be used because the unit is meant to be used with a special programming utility of which is no longer released via internet or phone during the test. Customers found the pole unit easy to read and attractive for their POS area because its base can either screw down or be a base or that attaches to some Epson printer's pole display. The pole display can save a lot of room and reduce clutter in the POS area. Although performing rather well in the tests, it was found that one problem. The pole display sometimes did not know where to place the text on the display. That was simply fixed by restarting the pole.exe program. As for this program, we would rate it 4.5 stars out of 5 stars. Alright, thank you to IBM Systems for sending me that review. Remember, if you have any reviews, graham@wakefieldtech.com or podcast@wakefieldtech.com. Or you can also, as I earlier, call our voice line 206-333-0133. Email me voice files, text files, and I'll read them out, or any other files you have that you want to share with us. All right, this is Graham Wakefield signing off, DHPOS podcast for the week of January 10th, 2006.